Nope. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Mike Hoffman. Welcome to the show here at HalfGuarded.com. I'm doing the walkabout. That's right. I haven't done one of these in quite some time. And mostly because I don't take the dogs for walks anymore because it's just been so blisteringly hot out that these poor guys just can't handle the heat. But today's a little milder, and I thought, well, I should take them. And then I realized, well, what am I going to do? Like, they get to just sniff things and pee and poop everywhere. And they have a lot more poop in them than I do. So I get emptied out pretty quick on these walks. And I don't know what to do. And I have to talk. And it's free radio, free content, right? Yeah. It's always good to have something in the bag. It's also weird because I haven't done a solo show in forever. Like, it's difficult. I don't say it's difficult. It's just a pain to do them. In studio, if you will, because it's one thing to get all the equipment ready, the mic set up, all that jazz, if I'm going to have a guest on, but if it's just me, I don't know, it's easier for me to ramble when I'm walking, too. I don't even know what I'm going to tell me. I mean, let's see, it's Sunday when I'm recording this, and I'm watching a puggle pee on somebody's television. They left it out on the street, so obviously it's garbage, but still. That was really weird. And I'm watching another puggle poop on someone's yard. In someone's yard? Why was he in someone's yard, not on it? I mean, why are you in a yard, not on a yard? You're standing on it. You wouldn't say you're standing in? Yeah, I mean, you stand in a yard. You don't stand on a yard. But you wouldn't say you're standing in it. Somebody's like, are you in the yard? You'd be like, yeah, I'm standing in it. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. In to me implies like a cavity that you're filling. On is just surface area. The difference between blowing it inside of her and on her face. One of them's in, one of them's on. Yeah, there's a child and his father up here. And, probably should watch what I say in public. Or not. I don't know. You're a healthy dog. And you're pooping in people's yards, and I don't have any way to pick it up. Safe flight repair. Safe flight reply. Replace? Repair. I don't know. To pretend like I'm talking to somebody. Well, I am. I'm talking to you. And that works. Except it's like a one-sided conversation. But that's how I roll. That's what I do. I don't know what's going on. Last night's show was fine. It started out awesome, like the first four or five fights. Well, the first four fights in particular, I only know that because I remember writing, it's 4-for-4, were great. Like, shockingly great. It ended kind of blah, the main show, Moroz, what an awful performance. Just shit. I mean, it's not like, she didn't look bad, but she didn't look good. And she was in there with somebody who was on super short notice, who she must have had it looked like she had 30 pounds on her. Just from the frame difference, it was just absurd. I think it's Taylor, so she was fighting. It's like, and then she just, basically point fighted her way to a shit decision. So fuck her. Yair Rodriguez beat Bruce Leroy. That was a fight like, it just didn't need to go five. It was no better or worse at five. A lot of times fights when they go the fourth, fifth round, like, oh yeah, they do improve. It's not like these guys gassed or anything, even though they were at elevation, because I forgot the Salt Lake City's at elevation. Which, I never think about that. It's like Mexico City being at elevation. In my mind, only Denver is elevated. Everywhere else in the country is just flat. But I guess, I don't know, is the whole state of Utah elevated? I don't know, is the whole state of Colorado elevated? I don't think so. I have mountains, so doesn't that imply, like, I guess I always also assume that Denver's, like, carved out of a mountain. Obviously, I've never been to Denver, don't know much about it. I mean, I know their sports teams, but, that's it. I don't know, there's other things going on. But yeah, I mean, the Cub Swanson Tower Jury fight, that was good. Wasn't great, but, kind of interesting in the sense of, Kawajiri clearly wanted to go out there and wrestle, and he was successful with it. And he was able to get Cub down until the last round when he fucked up on a takedown and got reversed and mounted and had his back taken. And Cub came close on some submissions there. But what was interesting to me is, like, it seems like takedowns, a lot of them today, come from the clinch near the cage. But Kawajiri's just doing regular old shots from distance and getting in deep. Cub was sprawling well, for sure. But it's weird. Like, it felt like almost like a throwback. And that, there's a guy on a motorcycle. I mean, he looks cool. He's fat. I'm fat. I'm done. I'm off the sauce now, officially, for good. Yeah, I'm just not enjoying it. Like, I'm like forcing myself to do it, which is a really weird way to drink. And I'm not even feeling super duper happy or anything. Like, it took a while, because I was drinking just like every fucking night. It was just bad. Just really, really bad for me. And I knew it, but I'd always wake up, I'd feel like shit, say I'm not going to do it again. And magically, by 5 p.m., my body had recovered. It was time to go back to the booze. And when I was in that groove of doing it like that, it was one thing. And then when I broke it, the first couple of days sucked. Not for, like, you know, I was going through DTs or anything, but just because I was bored. I was like, I don't know what to fucking do at night. Like, God, all these TV shows. Like, that's all I'm doing, just sitting around watching TV. I know I need to get back to the gym. I feel like my knee is finally healthy and ready to go. But I'm going to. I'm planning. But still, it's just, I don't know, I was just bored. But now I'm not, well, I guess I'm kind of bored, but the fun of being drunk is gone, and making dumb mistakes is gone, and I'm healthier, so that's good. So yeah, last night, I'll do other drugs, but there's something unique about alcohol, it seems. I don't know what it is, and I've never done cocaine or heroin or anything at that level. I don't think I've ever... I know I've never had heroin offered to me. I don't think anybody's ever offered me coke. I know that wouldn't be a good one for me. Just with my anxiety. Cocaine, no. That's not a good one, I don't think. But like, you know, narcotics and such. I guess, you know, I've done lots of opiates. In the sense, you know, Vicodin and stuff. But I never felt a big, overwhelming, addictive urge to them. You know, when I had them, I was given, after I had my wisdom teeth out, I was given, you know, a 30-day supply or whatever of Vicodin. And I made sure to use it all. And it was like, okay, this feels kind of good, but I don't know. I feel like I've gotten far stronger effects off of marijuana, the weed, than I have, really anything. Like, I've had weed, you know, some of it's just, okay, I feel good. Some of it's just, you know, I haven't hallucinated with it, But I've definitely been like, oh my gosh, this is like my mind's being altered type of territory here. Never got that with anything else. I don't know. So anyways, people send me some weed, okay? That'll be good. But that's the only real fucking problem with weed is you can't bring it with you. I mean, you can, but like, if I was to travel, driving is one thing, but, you know, flying, I guess a lot of people do just bring it with them, and it doesn't, you don't really get caught because the dogs aren't sniffing for that, they're sniffing for bombs, which they should be, because if you're going to waste our government, you know, money on fruitless endeavors, at least make them ones that might catch people blowing you up. But I don't know, it just seems like, no, it's not like I would go to jail. I'm white, of course I'm not going to go to jail. But even just having something like, it's just like such a dumb, it would be such a dumb thing to get arrested for, like, really got arrested? And that'd be the feds and, yeah. Well, I can go to, you know, but I can get an airplane just, hey, I got my Xanax, and, give me all your free booze. Thanks. I guess not really free. But you can sneak it on. You just take any container and just replace it with vodka. And then just be like, oh, I'll just have an orange juice. Thanks. Okay, thanks. And then you move on with life. But no, if I wanted to just smoke up in an airplane, everybody would get all pissy. You can't smoke in here. I know the good old days used to smoke on an airplane. Of course, that was regular smoking. God, how fucking weird is that? Like, that's really, really weird. Like, I actually think that we've gone way too far as a world on smoking in general. I think that we're just too militant about it. The whole, oh, you can't smoke indoors, you can't smoke in a restaurant. It's one of those, you know what, yeah, things are better. It's a more enjoyable experience, but fuck you. If a restaurant wants to let people smoke, so be it. If they don't want people to smoke, so be it. I'll go to the ones I want to go to. Like, it's not like we're talking something important. These are fucking restaurants. No, restaurants are not important. I've never understood, like, I understand, like, the civil rights. Oh, you know, we don't want to let people discriminate against somebody, but really, who gives a shit? Restaurants are places of convenience. They're not the only place you get food. In fact, it's much cheaper to just eat at home. Like, and I would say a big difference there between, like, a grocery store and a restaurant. Like, if a grocery store is like, we don't serve black people, we don't let black people buy from us. Well, again, the principal in me thinks, well, fuck it, all right. It's their business. They're going to lose, you know, they're not marketing themselves to 10% of the population. Kind of fucking stupid, but okay. But I can, all right, somebody's like, well, what are they going to do? Like, people have to be able to eat, and all right, fine. But a restaurant? Like, Denny's? Like, who, I mean, you're, you know, eggs over Miami or moon over Miami or whatever the fuck it is not some, you know, natural right. Gives a fuck. Oh, McDonald's, you're a bunch of racists. Okay, great. It's fucking McDonald's. If McDonald's doesn't want to serve black people are going to be fine. They can still find food someplace. It's like, all the, what do? They fought for the right to go sit next, to eat next to people that hate them. The fuck? That's what you wanted? You really wanted to force your way to sit next to the guy who wants to stab you? Fucking weird thing. But again, I'm not buying it's easy for me to say that. And it's one of those principles are principles, and well, maybe I'm right. In the long run, I don't care. Like, my whole goal in life is just to be the most strict individualist as possible. I don't hate black people, I hate everybody. But that's kind of true. Like, I just don't give a shit. I don't care about people. This explains why I'm alone. But it's like, I don't know, my goal is to just keep myself as far away from this shit as possible. America's still big enough. There's still enough places I can eventually move to where, yeah, I don't like what the government's doing. Okay, so I'll just put myself in a position where I have to interact with it as little as possible. You know, if you think there's too much government regulation in your life, then don't live in a major city. No, it's not fair. You shouldn't have to, you know, leave. You have the right to basically live wherever you want. You know, it's presuming you can afford it. And you shouldn't have to, like, abandon where you are because the government sucks, but if it does, it does. And it's like I have this, I'm a big believer in this, in that you can be right or you can be happy. Now, a lot of times, those things don't match. It's like a woman should be able to go to a bar and get as drunk as she wants and not worry that somebody's going to have sex with her while she's asleep. And I'm talking something that we'd all agree upon of, yeah, okay, that's rape. No doubt not. Everybody was drunk, a little bit of a drunken hookup, things were kind of shady and we're in a gray area, or she regretted it in the morning, none of that shit, which I think does a horrible disservice to actual victims of rape. But a woman should be able to do that. And for the most part, they can. That said, and I know people always hate when, like, somebody's like, well, we shouldn't be teaching women how to not be raped, we should be teaching men how to not rape. One, you can't do that. You can't teach somebody not to do something just evil. Like, we know you're not supposed to murder. You don't need to have a class telling people don't murder. Guys, don't rape women. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I wasn't gonna do it. I was all set, but shit, when you put it like that. No, I think it's important for men, just for their own safety and their own sake, that they acknowledge and learn when they could be in situations where their freedom is at stake. Like, dudes, if she's had a lot to drink, it doesn't matter if it's actually rape or not. You can argue the principle of it. Again, you can argue the principle, or you can just say, fuck it, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to take the chance. It ain't, the juice is worth the squeeze, if you will. Okay, it goes both ways for everybody involved. As a guy, should you be able to drink, have a good time, meet a girl, you both go back to your place and have sex, and not worry that you're going to be called a rapist? Yeah. You absolutely should. But you can be right, and maybe go to jail, but you'll be right. Or you can not go to jail and be happy because, you know, you're not in jail. It's like, yes, women, you should be able to do these things. But you can be a rape victim who's right. Or you could be a non-victim who had to change her behavior. Sucks. True. But you're the one that ultimately has to deal with the consequences of what's happening. Mickey, why is your tail down? That looks fucking weird. Your tail is never down. That's really weird. It's like it's broke. Yep, now it's up as he pees. Okay. I guess it's back to normal. I couldn't see his butthole. That's weird. But yeah, if you're the one that has to suffer with it, if you get raped, yeah, no, it was shitty. You should be allowed to put yourself in any kind of circumstances you want and not be raped. But even if the guy gets arrested, even if he goes to jail for 20 years or whatever rapists get, you're the one that has to live with it. You're the one that has to deal with that therapeutically and whatnot. You're the one that has to go to therapy or counseling, or just gonna have to have the memories of that. So you can be, again, principles are fine until you realize that you have to deal with them. That goes for most things in life. Like, yeah, maybe you think that the government is taxing you too much. Maybe you're right. Maybe the 16th Amendment is bullshit. Maybe they have overstepped their bounds. Maybe they shouldn't be able to regulate marijuana, for instance. Yeah, you know what? You're 100% absolutely correct. You should be able to put anything you want into your body. It's your body. I don't give a shit. You want to snort Clorox? Fucking A, go for it. I don't know why, but I don't know why people do a lot of things. Dogs are peeing on everything. Come on, let's go. And there's these weird frogs that walk past and they whistle at you. I literally get catcalled by plastic frogs. Oh, what a time to be alive. I actually think the audio on this is going to sound okay, because it's so still outside. It's like the day the earth stood still type of still. Except for there's a lot of like action and stuff in that, wasn't there? Yeah, you get the really bad attempted analogy. Analogy? Yeah, analogy. Metaphor? It's not a simile. Well, maybe it was a simile, actually. It said, because I think it says like. Similes are like or as. Right? Ah. Nah, that's not right. Whatever, who gives a shit? Point being, yeah, you should be able to smoke. You should be able to walk down the street and smoke some weed. Maybe-ish. There is an issue of the second, something, you know, secondhand smoke of any kind that does impact somebody else in a way, and they have the right not to have that impact them. But fine, you should be able to just sit in your backyard and smoke a bowl. That should never be illegal. But if it is, again, you can be right, and maybe you get arrested, or you can be not arrested and have to live with shit. And that's just life, so I don't know, I'm really sure where I'm coming from on all of this. No, boys, I know. It's another dog. Yeah, I know, it's a tree to sniff. Yeah, I know. What else is going on in the world? By the time this is out, my piece on Gary Johnson and how he let me down by being anti-GMO, genetically modified organisms, genetically engineered food, the fucking dumb shit that they're doing, like the weird distinctions people are making. Well, you see, because, you know, Europe is really big on this one. Because Europe is so, they're a bunch of fucking Luddites. Except for they're not. Europe has, like, a lot of problems with genetically modified food, GMO. They don't like it, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people do this stuff because, oh, evil Monsanto, they're making money, and how do you own a seed and shit like that, and blah. It's like, well, fuck you. They do. They're business. It's life. And that's what it comes down to in Europe. They just, they're trying to create essentially an artificial market. They want to protect their crops, their farmers, and whatever, and make it illegal for people to purchase and use genetically modified seeds, even though those seeds have a higher yield and all kinds of stuff. And they say, oh, no, it's about safety. It's not about safety. They don't give a shit about safety. That's just a fucking lie that they say. The sugar, if you will, for the spoonful of shit they're feeding you. It's just protectionism. It's a form of tariffs. It's horrible. And anybody that posts GMOs, fuck you. Don't listen to me. I hope that you die. I hope you die of starvation. We're able to fucking make plants or make corn or whatever that doesn't even need pesticides because the bugs themselves won't go near it. Like, it's like a natural pesticide type of deal. I'm not really sure how it works. If I did, I'd be making money creating Frankenstein beans. Franken beans. And then I'd call it Frankenstein, and then I'd remind people that it wasn't the beast. The monster was not the bad guy in Frankenstein. Although I really shouldn't be using Frankenstein as any kind of reference for GMOs, because it's not accurate. These foods save fucking lives. You get more food for less money. That's it. Oh, it's unnatural. Really? Should like a tomato be that big? No! But guess what? Who cares? It's 100% safe. That's it. There's literally not a single piece of evidence that has ever shown it to be dangerous. That's just astonishing. And it's just, and I don't know why. I don't know why GMOs rile me up so much. Even the fucking vaccines causing autism bullshit. That one really, really pisses me off. But it doesn't anger me as much. Partially, I think that's just because, it angers me because you're fucking with your kids. And like, that's, some little kid doesn't have a fucking choice in this. Like, you don't get them vaccinated for smallpox or measles and mumps and rubella. And I have no idea what the fuck, I know what measles is. Which I always thought was like super deadly. I guess it's not. I guess people used to get measles all the time. But, it's a little kid. A little kid doesn't have a chance. Mommy, I need to get vaccinated. No, I don't believe it. I think it's going to turn you stupid. Oh, fuck off. Yeah, your kid's going to die. It's not going to cause autism. You fucking morons don't even know what autism is. We don't know what autism is. Autism is such an oversimplification of the spectrum, as they call it. Everybody's a little different. I mean, it's true. More and more we're learning there are people that are all over the spectrum. And some are, you know, truly horribly autistic to the point where they just can't function in the world. And some people are just a little off, but they're okay. I think almost all of your great geniuses are somewhat autistic. I think they have to be. I think that that extra level of focus on one area comes at a price. You lose something. Your brain, it's a give and take. Your brain can't do everything perfectly. It's like being a fighter. Nobody's going to be world class at every single discipline. You're never going to have a guy who is, you know, Jacare on the ground and Yoel Romero wrestling and Miracle-Cro-Cop striking. You're going to have a dog that rolls around in the grass and then gets tied up in a leash. I know, it's hot. We're going to go home. We're on our way. Come on. You know, there's always going to be some give. I mean, you get guys really close. Oh, now you're going to roll around in the grass. Come on, let's go. My dogs are dogs. But still, it's just fucking, but yeah, the GMO one, it's just, it's so, just, oh, damn. Because the objections to me are not science, they're not scientific in nature. Like, when you see, like, global warming, cooling, climate change, whatever they're coming up with now, which that one pisses me off, because, like, they've literally doctored some of the data, and so instead of like, well, you know, probably has something to do with it, it's like, well, fuck you. Why'd you have to fucking doctor it? University of East Anglia was fucking with the data. That hockey stick graph everyone sees is not real. But the people that object to global warming object to it on scientific grounds. Now, they may have other reasons why they don't like it, but when they say, I don't ascribe to the idea of man-made climate change, they say so because, and they'll go through, well, I think this science is wrong or that science is wrong. No, they may be completely off the rocker. Their facts and stats and all that may be wrong. But at least they're trying. At least it's a debate of ideas. People against GMOs is just, oh, this seems scary. They can't point to any data at all. Not even a single piece of datum. Ah, look at who's using a different form of Greek, Latin. Datum is one piece of data. Data is many data, or datums. I think that's how it goes. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Hey, I'm smart. I'm writing a piece. It's going to take me a bit. And I found the quote I wanted that kind of sets things off. And it's not like a specific quote. I just saw, I remember who said it once. It's the JFK quote. Success has many fathers, failures, an orphan. Well, it's not a JFK quote. I actually thought it was for a while. As I did the research, it goes all the way. I mean, I think Philippides or one of the Greeks was, had it attributed to him. It's been around forever. Okay. Which, damn it, JFK, I thought you were really smart that way. Such a good quote. But anyways, I'm like, yes, I could put the Latin in there too. People will think that I know Latin by nature. And I know a little Latin. Some of it I actually use for realsies. That's right, grown man in his mid-30s, walking two hybrid dogs, crossbred dogs, genetically modified puggles, or dogs, I guess. But, then Gary Johnson, Libertarian candidate, wants there to be a government mandated labeling that any food that's GMO, say it's GMO. And that angers me because I think it just feeds into the bullshit hysteria and it implies that there is anything at all in the world wrong with it, and that is just not the case. It is all safe. It'd be like, well, just to be safe, before anybody gets vaccinated, we're going to have to tell the parents that it may be able to cause autism. We have no proof. There's no evidence in this at all. The original study was a 100% lie. And not even like if you look at it this way. No, like it was an actual out-and-out lie. But you imagine how stupid that would be? Like how fucking dumb it would be if you had to go in there and be like, look, it doesn't cause autism, but we're going to tell you that it might. No, fuck you. And he couches it because I guess Johnson has celiac disease. He's one of the few. He says, the disease that goes the most without having any, diagnosis. Like, the most undiagnosed disease in the world. And he doesn't do well with gluten and all this stuff. And to take him at his word, maybe it's true. Most of the anti-gluten thing is just fucking hippie weirdos who are looking for something to make them stand out and be different. I don't like gluten. It gives me problems. Hey, dog. Mick. Come on. It's too hot out here for you. Come on, let's go. And you want to require labeling, proper truth in advertising labeling of what ingredients are in food. I'm agnostic on it. I do a good job in the column, I think, about writing it. I can make an argument against that. Let the market decide. That's the argument. But if somebody wants to pass a law saying that, fine. Just sure, you go, you want to eat your food, and you want to know if it's got gluten in it or not. All right. I think you kind of know what foods do have gluten in them if you're susceptible to that. Maybe you don't. Not entirely sure. You just don't eat bread and eat more meat. I think that's what it really comes down to. Eat more meat. Cut that meat. Cut that meat. But fine. So there's a chance that, like, your meatball actually has a little bit of gluten in it. Okay, fine. But it's not the same as GMOs. I hate it. It angers me. And I don't know exactly why I see the GMO thing as being so much different on any other issue. I don't feel like this strongly about things. But for some reason, particularly if it's a libertarian, like, come on, dude. You're like the only guy that is out there that you could reliably say, well, he's gonna say no to things. That's great. But no, instead, he wants to brand foods with the scarlet letter. Well, that's all well and good. I hate to be classist here, but it's always a bunch of white people who go to Whole Foods that can afford to do these things. Poor people. It's black people. They tend to be poor. They can't afford that. They can't afford to get your free range chicken, blah, 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 and all that. Chicken that's happy until you kill it. And hey, I'm comfortable. I'm glad that there's those options out there for people that can afford it, but some people can't, so don't try to stigmatize their food. Maybe you're going to scare them into not buying the cheap food that's just as healthy. I didn't come inside right away, and I see a little doggy's head looking at me in the window. He's so cute. But, I don't know. That's it. I'm just going to end the show there. Because that's where I'm going to end it. Eh, fuck it. 35 minutes. That's pretty damn good. Totally rambling mess. But that's what you pay me for. And you pay me in advertisement dollars by clicking things. I will be back soon. I know I'm tentatively scheduled for a guest appearance on a show on my own website. And I'm not sure. I have an idea for like a Black Lives Matter type of discussion with a really cool dude who's really smart. I knew him in college. He's like a very educated, I think he's got like a fucking doctorate in this stuff. Teacher activist type. Not your hardcore Black Lives Matter guy, but definitely not an All Lives Matter dude either. He's very big into the systemic issues plaguing the Black community and how it needs to change and so on and so forth. So that's going to be kind of cool. Hoping to do that. And then before you know it, it'll be September. And come September 3rd, I will be killing myself. Just giving everybody a heads up on that. No, I'm really not. Although now if I do die on that day, like on a freak accident, everybody's going to look and go, oh shit, he wasn't kidding. I don't even know why I said this. Weird. It is weird. Why would I say that? Would that be an event? I bet we could get a lot of visits that day. Hey, everybody, read my suicide note. I'm posting it at halfguarded.com. Don't joke about suicide. I'll joke about it if I want to joke about it, you mother puss bucket. I was almost going to see Suicide Squad sometime this weekend, and then I didn't, and I really kind of wanted to. The reviews seemed like they're pretty much what I would have expected them to be. I watched The Visit, the M. Night Shyamalan one with the kids and the grandparents. It was very good. I am not really a big fan of found footage movies. I don't like them. I thought that when Blair Witch Project did it, it was brilliant. I thought that was innovative. I don't know if they're the first people to do it, but they definitely popularized it. I thought the way they did it was good. This is a movie that didn't really need to be done that way. Really didn't need to be done that way at all. And you can kind of tell because one of the main characters, the girl, she's like making a documentary. So that's why it's being recorded. Everybody's always making a documentary in these things. And it didn't need to be done. Like, she's making a documentary about meeting your grandparents? What the fuck? It's like doing a podcast every time you walk your dogs. And then walk around your backyard that's filled with shit that you gotta pick up. You know, like actual feces. Ooh, there's a bee on that. That's the worst thing ever. That was good though. And I'm hooked on, he's got a movie coming out like early next year, Split. Dealing with the dissociative identity disorder, starring James McAvoy, whom I love. And I like split personality things. Big fan of that. It's like exorcisms and split personalities are like my favorite types of like movies. It's a really weird preference, I think. But I can do what I want. Fuck you. And I'm sure I'm going to do a show coming up with Grady again. That seems to work well. I let him take the lead, so I don't have to do it. I'm a better guest. I'm a better interviewer than I am interviewer. I don't like carrying this shit. But I do. Let me do it for you. I'm just talking now for the sake of talking. I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I'm sexy. And I need some water. So, fuck, we're at 40 minutes now. Fine. Now I'll stop. So thanks for listening, and until next time, I used to always say, good fight, good night, au revoir, mes amis. And I guess I still will.
Aggressively, we all defend. the role we play. Regrettably, time's come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about.
We hope you enjoy your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoy your stay. Outside the sun is shining, seems like heaven ain't far away. It's good to have.